I like the purchase price aspect because I can make money right away by forcing the value, forcing the appreciation of the property. But if you have plenty of money in the bank, you got a great career, great business, and you can afford a little more and just hold the property for longer, no problem. That's also a good strategy.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, there's three things that I wish that I knew before I started investing in real estate. Three things, and the best one is number three, so stay till the end of the video. Number one, I wish that I knew that you don't need any money to start in real estate. I always get questions or people talk to me about starting in real estate and they say, well, I'm saving money. I'm working two jobs. I'm selling this. I need to have cash in the bank. I need to have this and I have this. It's a big misconception that you actually need a lot of money to start in real estate. Actually, you don't. Now, is it easier if you have money in the bank? Yes. Is it easier if you have a good credit score? Yes. Is it easier if you have a good paying job? Yes, right? You don't have a good credit score, job, or money, okay? You can still get involved in real estate. And I'll tell you how right away. Even if you have no money, you can drive around the city and you can knock on people's doors and offer to buy their house. You can. Get a contract. You can download one online. They're all over the place. Just make sure you check with an attorney that is good, or ask somebody in one of those real estate investment meetings to give you a contract, and you can get a contract signed and you can sell that contract to somebody else, or you can find somebody that you've been networking with to give you money to buy that house. There's people out there that will give you money if you have a good product, if you have a good purchase price, if it's worth the risk. They will give you money. They'll give you 80% of the purchase price, 100% of the remodel. Now you gotta come up with a 20%. You can partner with somebody that you meet because you've been networking, and they can bring that money in, that 20% down that you may need, and some carry costs to start the construction. They can give that to you because for you guys split it 20-80, you give them 10% of their money, whatever you wanna do to make it worthwhile for that person who's gonna give you that 20% down payment, okay? What is it? I don't really know. You gotta find out what that investor wants, okay? Now, you might have to give a lot of the profits away, but you're starting out with nothing. You know what? You gotta pay your dues. I did that plenty of times. I gave away most of my profit for the first few flips until I started banking some money in the bank, then I was able to produce my own, okay? So you really don't need any money to get started in real estate. There's a lot of other ways you can also do. The owners can do an owner carry. They can say, hey, give me just $1,000 a month. There's a lot of stuff you can do, and you definitely don't have to have money for real estate. I'm not gonna go in super detail on that. I'll do another video on it. Just check my YouTube channel and I'll have more videos on with more detail about that. So, number two, second misconception or the thing that I wish I would have known that, you know, for real estate is there's actually no age limit. You can be in your teens, you can be your 20s, 30s, you can be in your 70s. Doesn't really matter. There's really no age limit to getting into real estate. Ideally, you want to do it the younger you are, right? The younger you are, the more mistakes you can make, the longer you can hold properties, the market usually appreciates, the more money you're going to make. Technically, unless you really focus on purchase price. People focus on buy and hold long-term. They appreciate, basically goes up in value. The mortgage gets paid down. Rents go up a little bit if you're gonna be a long-term hold, and you're gonna make money in 10 years. Even if you bought it at the peak of 2008, right? It's 2021, and you were able to hold off on that, you already made a lot of money. You've made a lot of money in real estate just by holding on for 11 years, okay? So if you're 110, you know, those 11 years, I don't know. Are you gonna live till you're 121? I have no idea. So that might not be the best strategy for you. So then you focus on the purchase price. I like the purchase price aspect because I can make money right away by forcing the value, forcing the appreciation of the property. So that's what I like. I like to get a good price. But if you have plenty of money in the bank that you don't need because you have money in the bank, you got a great career, great job, great business, and you can afford to pay a little more and just hold the property for longer, no problem. That's also a good strategy. Now, the third thing is go bigger, right? I wish I would have started big right away. I started by buying one house, flipping another house, things like that. I wish I would have jumped right in to commercial, buying apartments, buying commercial buildings right off the bat. How would I have done that? I should have listened to more YouTube videos, podcasts, and all that. And if you don't follow me on my podcast, it's The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. I wish I would have started watching YouTube videos and podcasts before I actually jumped into real estate. And I'm pretty sure I would have gone bigger right off the bat. How would I do it? I have no idea, but I would have figured it out because I would have got networked with people who are doing what I want to do, right? Who are going big. People who are buying big apartment deals. I go hang out with them. Even at, when I got started, I had no money. I wouldn't care. I just go and listen, be a fly on the wall, and figure out how I can bring some value to them and work my way to get into that business. As I network, as I learn, as I grow, my knowledge grows, my investor base grows, and eventually I'll be able to jump in a big project, right? Or you can start a couple of single family flips, a couple of single family rentals, a couple of duplexes. There's really no right or wrong way. But for me, I wish I would have gone bigger, faster when I got started. I got started 6 years ago. I did a lot of flips my first 4 years. The last 2 years, I have over $50 million worth of real estate just in the last 2 years because I sold everything right before I transitioned from single family to apartment buildings. I sold everything. So I had zero in real estate when I got started buying about 2 years ago apartment buildings. So I'm over 50 million, over 700 units, and I should have gone bigger since day one. If I would have gone big since day one, 6 years ago, I figure I'd be at quarter billion, 250 million. I guarantee you. I have no doubt that I would be at that number today because, you know, all the time energy had been focused just to bigger deals. So those are the three things. You don't need any money. There's really no age limit. And number three, go big right away. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.